The following is from our Marketing to Go series, brought to you by Checkerboard Strategic Web Development and Media Relations Agency.
Oh, hi. I'm just planning a route for a secret road trip I'm about to take. I've been looking forward to it for a while now. I've never been to this place, but thanks to GPS and smartphones, I can just put in the address and it will guide me right there. All this trip planning actually segues quite nicely into company vision. Let's get into it. All companies should have a plan where they want to be in the future, sort of like the destination for my road trip. That is what's called a company vision. This is typically created by the company founder or leader and communicated to the rest of the company. The first thing to keep in mind with a company vision is that it is what the company one day intends to be, not what the company currently is. Its purpose, after all, is to be a goal for the company. Otherwise, that would be like me asking my mapping application for directions to my current location. Siri, give me directions to work.
Proceed 0 feet. You have already arrived at your destination. Travel time was 0 seconds.
Also, you want your company vision statement to be short. That way, people will be able to remember, understand, and recall it. If it is too long, it's not as valuable. In a similar way, when I tell my GPS my destination, I use an address, which is relatively short and specific, not a long description of the place I want to go. Siri, give me directions to the place I went to last week. You know, the place with the tall green building next to the second stop sign.
Oh, thank you for that very vague destination. Let me just read your mind to fill in the rest and take you right to the exact location. That was sarcasm. I'm told my voice doesn't express it very well, so I'm telling you.
Finally, reference your company vision periodically to make sure all activities are in line with that vision. If they're not, then a refocusing may be in order. Like if I went off course during my trip, my GPS would recalculate my route to tell me when I'm going to arrive at my destination. Hey Siri, isn't the world's largest chocolate waterfall around here? I think we should go there.
Recalculating. Well, the world's largest chocolate waterfall is in Alaska. That is way off course.
You're right, Siri. We can't waste any time getting to my secret destination. After all, it closes at 4:30. Now, of course, once you achieve your vision, it's time to create a new one. That helps you avoid stagnation and keeps your company moving forward.
Hey, Sean, where are you going on the trip anyways?
Nowhere in particular. It's like not really that important or
anything. Lila's Hair Museum in Independence, Missouri, is 425 miles away, and you will arrive in approximately 6 hours.
Yeah, thanks, Siri.
If you're on the go and want to revisit the information in this episode, a transcript and relevant links are included in the episode show notes. Thanks for listening.